AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A New Mexico court has ordered Instagram and Facebook parent company Meta to pay $567 million to address harms to young people from its platforms. The order came late Thursday in the second phase of a landmark trial that the social media giant lost in March. The judge says $420 million will be used for the treatment services for young people. The rest will go toward awareness and prevention, screening services, and other costs over the next 5 years. President Trump is again trying to end birthright citizenship. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says the president is moving to curb eligibility to birthright citizenship, signing two executive orders after the Supreme Court rejected an earlier attempt.
The idea that people come here pretending to be a tourist, pretending to be a visitor, saying they want to go to Disneyland, they want to go visit a monument or go to a national park, but the real reason they're here is to have a child, to make that child an automatic citizen, leave our country, and then have a U.S. citizen child. It gives them access under this broken system to welfare benefits, ultimately to the voting booth, and all the other rights and privileges that belong solely to Americans. So that practice of birth tourism is, as of the signing of this order, hereby banned.
Trump says he believes the latest actions will be constitutional. The president hosted U.S. Winter Olympians and Paralympians at the White House, honoring their accomplishments during the 2026 Olympic Games. Nearly half of Team USA athletes attended the reception in the East Room, along with coaches and staff. Scientists say two dust storms that blanketed the Phoenix area in thick haze this week were among the most intense in the region in years. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a study that labels the cause of wildfires in Canada.
A new study calculates human-caused climate change doubled the likelihood of the tinderbox weather conditions that sparked Canada's massive summer wildfires. President Trump has been angry with Canada.
They're not managing their forests properly, and the wind has a tendency to blow right over New York City, right over... You saw Detroit.
A study by World Weather Attribution points to the U.S.'s huge historical emissions of heat-trapping gases from the burning of coal, oil, and gas.
What we're facing here is more of a climate-related problem than a forest management problem.
Fire scientist Jonathan Boucher with Canada's Forest Service says, however the forest is managed, the drought is making the most of the fuel available.
Greenhouse gas emission is leading to increased temperature globally. Different areas are being affected differently.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.